This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Wayne Bell. He writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. Wayne, did you feel the earthquake Saturday night?
Do you mean my family being in town?
No.
No.
Did you not?
I didn't feel it, and my family was in town over the weekend, so I fell asleep really early on Saturday.
But we're not here to talk about earthquakes. We're here to talk about where you can go in autumn to get away for a weekend.
Well, yeah, we tend to talk about movies and television and things like that a lot, but we're entering a period now where a lot of big movies and stuff are coming, and sweeps month is coming. But if you are looking for a way to get away on a weekend, there's some really great destinations that you could certainly go to, and that are particularly nice in the fall, late fall too.
All right, what advice do you have? We want to go somewhere for the weekend.
Well, the obvious one that everyone always mentions, of course, is Eureka Springs. And there's a reason why. I mean, I think it really stacks up well. It's a great escape where you don't feel completely disconnected from over here. But it is different enough that, it's a great experience to go over there.
And Eureka Springs now seems to have something going on throughout autumn into winter.
Yeah, right.
Not a seasonal town anymore.
I would recommend people go on something like a Vacation Rental by Owner or some of those websites and look at homes instead of a hotel room, because oftentimes that's more affordable, and it'll put you closer downtown where you want to be, so you don't have to drive. But part of the allure of Eureka, besides the scenery, is the food. It's mm-hmm. just great. I mean, from Mud Street Cafe, which is a favorite of ours, for breakfast, to Local Flavor, which, is always doing really well there. And they really are outstanding, especially considering how much great food there is for such a small, resort town. It's crazy. But I always, Eureka stands up really well for a good weekend. But if you're looking for something different, I mean, other options, Little Rock is a little far, at least for me, because it's 3 hours, and
so you're looking
I don't like to use all my time. So I would say, I used to make fun of in the 80s Branson, and I still make fun of part of it.
Okay, so help me out. If I'm going to go to Branson for a weekend, what should I do?
I would recommend when you get to 76, mm-hmm. Going into Branson, don't go left. The Hilton downtown, they have spent a ton of money on that convention center, and they've got some nice restaurants and some good shopping. And that Branson Landing area is actually, really nice. I don't think it developed the way they wanted it to, or took off as big. But downtown historic Branson is really nice.
Okay, you got us to Eureka Springs. You got us to Branson. Anywhere else?
Well, I always think it's interesting to. I know Tulsa's only an hour and a half away or so, but I always think it's really interesting to consider it, because it has this feeling about it that it's kind of, industrial, or it's not very attractive, the city. But areas downtown like Utica Square and the old historic homes, there's a lot of really great opportunity down there to shop and to dine. There's some really good restaurants that have come about in there. And if you are looking from a cultural perspective, they have the Circle Theater and movie houses and some things that we just don't have here. So if you want to see like an independent film, you could make a weekend of it. You could go down to Peoria, or there's a number of restaurants down there. Wolfgang Puck has a restaurant there now. So Tulsa has kind of taken off in the last little bit. The irony of all of this, of course, is that I'm sure in Tulsa, Eureka, or Branson, if they were doing a show of where to go for the weekend, they would probably say, come to Fayetteville. So,
well, that's fair.
Yeah, because you've got another week or two at the farmer's market, and then we start Lights of the Ozarks. So, it's just one of those things where if you want to get away from a really great area, go to another great area,
I would also suggest, if you've never been to the Fort Smith Historic Site, that is – you can spend the better part of a day there.
And Van Buren. There's lots
exactly.
of other little areas. Ponca. We always go over to Ponca and rent a cabin. twice a year, once in the spring and once in the fall, and they're really reasonable, especially if you get a number of people. So there's lots of opportunity here.
Wayne, as always, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club, found at FayettevilleFlyer.com.